Lord, we thank you, oh God. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will raise up a standard against him. And we thank you for your standard, Lord God. We just believe you, oh God. We just say, it is so in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Someone else.
I have two things. One is just to go along with what I believe it was Carol said. It was a scripture actually that I had right before here from Isaiah 65. Before they call, I will answer. While they're still speaking, I will hear. And then what I heard during our times of tongue was to let out a war cry.
Amen.
And so I want to decree out of Isaiah 42, the Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, out loud, and he shall prevail against his enemy. And so, Lord, I just want to release a war cry, Lord, into this situation with Jonathan, Lord God. I want to release a war cry into the warfare that's been going on. I want to release a war cry into the communication systems and the just the chaos of it. I want to release a war cry into our atmosphere. And Lord, I just declare and decree, peace be still. So I just want to release a cry.
Woo! That is such a confirmation. I thought we all ought to unmute and just let out a shout.
Yeah, let's do it.
So everybody unmute yourself, and we're just going to let out a shout in about I'll count to five. Ready? One, two, three, four, five. Hadarabah shoriyahe, iyaheyo, iyaheyo. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, that felt good.
Amen. I just want to share that.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, how cute.
So I had a dream early in the morning, I guess, before I got up to get to work. And it's funny, we're in this vein. I believe that the Lord wants to press in a little bit more and pray, but what happened was, in the dream, I was falsely accused of crimes I never committed, and it was all over social media, and like, the thing is, like, what I want to pray is, what is looks evil is good, and what looks good is evil, and then the condemning tongues. The Bible says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and any tongue that rises against me in judgment, we shall condemn. And in news media and with people that we know, they've been falsely accused of crimes they did not commit. And we want to just break that and come against that. And I feel like people like, you know, January of 2020, you know, things like that, that, you know, what looks evil is good, and what is good looks evil, and I just feel that we need to come in agreement with that and stand on Isaiah 54. And again, in the dream, it was very vivid. Like, I was like, but I didn't do this stuff, I never did this stuff, and it was all over posted, you know, in social media. So Father God, and someone already mentioned communication. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand on your word that says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And any tongue that accuses us, we shall condemn. So in the name of Jesus right now, we condemn lying tongues in the name of Jesus. And we cut off every word that was spoken against people that are innocent, that were framed, Lord, or condemned or held guilty. And we declare their release in the name of Jesus. We declare full acquittals in the name of Jesus. We declare that not even the smoke will be in their clothes, but there's a fourth man in the fire, Lord. And we declare their freedom, their exile, their release, their acquittal, the provision, Lord, and we declare truth to come out to be seen clearly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we declare vindication. We declare restoration. We declare recompense. We declare healing. Yes. to these people's lives in the name of Jesus. That which was fragmented, we call back in the wholeness and completeness.
Yes.
We call back the fortunes. We call back what was lost into, Lord, we call back the loss that would be rewarded in the name of Jesus. We call back that the misrewards would be rewarded because, Lord, you reward us. And, Lord, we just cry out for these people. We just cry out for the those that have been falsely accused. We say full acquittal. And, Lord, we condemn these tongues of false judgments in the name of Jesus, Lord, as servants of you. That is our reward. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Judy. You have something?
No.
Oh, okay. You were unmuted. Someone else. Sorry. No problem.
Someone else. I'm going to share with you 2 minutes here. 17 years ago in August, a bird flew into my house and sat on my head and sang a song. And it was a goldfinch, which is the New Jersey state bird. And it sang a lengthy song. The builders were here and everybody put their tools down because it was such a shock. And you could feel the presence of God. And I shoot it off of my head after a little while and it flew next to me onto a pile of boxes and sat there and sang to me, looking at me from the boxes. And I called Chuck and I said, "The Spirit of God is here with this bird singing on my head. What does this mean?" And he said, "It means that I am releasing a new mantle of deliverance. I am uncovering hidden rebellion, and I am removing a shroud of death." He said, "If you will pull New Jersey together for 21 days to pray and fast," and many of you remember those 21 days, the Lord says, "I will do this." So in 24 hours, we had a prayer meeting scheduled in each of the 21 counties. Thousands of people over those 21 days attended these prayer and fasting meetings. It was a phenomenal 21 days. During that time, we also prayed for the Supreme Court nominee. George Bush had nominated Harriet Myers. And during that time, we prayed and we said, "Lord, we want your appointee on this bench." And the Lord spoke to me and he said, "Get your state house assembly chamber for a meeting the first week in November." Now this was in August. I called him up right away. I got the application and we secured a date in November of 2005. And when we got done with the 21 days, so much stuff happened I can't even begin to tell you, but Harriet Myers backed out of the nomination and George Bush appointed Samuel Alito from Trenton, New Jersey, a son of New Jersey. Samuel Alito is now on, and so he nominated him. Come to find out, now this was like in September, October, come to find out his confirmation hearings were to take place the first week of November. And we already had a meeting scheduled that first week in November in our assembly chamber of New Jersey, and we gathered, and the Spirit of God fell so strongly in that assembly chamber that we were all on our faces on the floor. We didn't even know why. I mean, we didn't even understand everything, but we knew it was a son of New Jersey who had been nominated. And we knew if we had not fasted and prayed, that would not have happened. So at that meeting, a couple from Trenton handed me a VOV, a tent peg from their basement. And they said, "We don't know why we're giving this to you, but God told us to bring this VOV and put it in your hand." They put it in my hand It was George and Bert from Dan and Chris McKeon's church. They put it in my hand. When they put that vav in my hand, the Spirit of God says, you take this vav tomorrow to Washington, D.C., and you plant it in a sure place that I'm going to give you, because I am planting my man as a peg on that bench in the Supreme Court. So three of us from New Jersey and Sandy Grady from D.C. went there the following day, and we had 5 minutes by ourselves on the grounds of the United States Supreme Court, which is unheard of. And we were able to plant that vav and make those decrees. Then Sandy knew the secretary to the Senate building, and they let us in to the hearing chamber where it was going to take place the next day, and they had left on the microphones. We went into that room where that committee was going to meet, and we oiled everything, and we made decrees over those hot microphones that Samuel Alito would be the man put on that bench. Now, 17 years later, the manifestation of that gift of life, that power to remove the shroud of death, is seated on that Supreme Court and writing this decision. And so we have to go. I have to go. I'm telling you this. I'm going with one other person, and we have to make three stops: Jamestown, Germantown, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. We'll be going tomorrow and Saturday. There is a mantle of divine justice and wisdom that is being released out of Jamestown and out of Germantown, where John Marshall was born, one of the famous Supreme Court justices who developed judicial review. We have to go and release this and revolve some places. So I just decree right now, I decree that this mantle that is swirling over our nation right now from days of old, Lord, that this manifestation of your word 17 years later, Lord, will capture this mantle and this mantle of divine justice, of divine wisdom, of the ability to remove a shroud of death is being released over that court in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we loose it tonight from the 13 colonies. Lord, we say that swirling mantle will be caught by your people in this place in Jesus' mighty name.
And one of the things Chuck said when Cheryl called was if you meet for 21 days in 21 counties, God will remove a death shroud from your territory. Now, it's been 17 years. 17 years isn't a long time for God. It seemed like a long time for us. But I believe we're on the verge of seeing the death shroud removed from our federal government.
Yes.
Now, it'll still be up to the states what they do, but that death shroud has been in place in our lifetime since the early 70s. And so it is a very, I think, exciting time to be crying out to God and saying, remove that death shroud off our federal government now, and then we'll see the sheep and goat states line up. But Father, right now, we know that this is your timing to remove that death shroud. We know in our spirit man that this is it. This is that spoken by Chuck Pierce 17 years ago. The death shroud is coming off our federal government in Jesus' name.
And here's one more thing. 1 in 7 is 8. We know that. And today was the 71st National Day of Prayer. That number transposed. And I'm going to tell you something. That spoke today. And where was I today? But back in Trenton, on this very day, to redo what God is doing here. So none of that, you couldn't have made all that stuff up. And so, Lord, we do cry out as a 13 colony territory tonight. We cry out from Florida to Nova Scotia. Lord, we cry out that you would release a new mantle of deliverance over the entire territory.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that you would uncover hidden rebellion every place that it is hidden. And Lord, that death shroud would be ripped off from Nova Scotia to Florida and cast into the abyss. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Someone else. Carol,
the number 17 means victory.
Amen.
Perfection. Wait a minute. Elect of God and walk with God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'll just say that what follows 17 is 18, and 18 is life.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
So we declare life over our country. We say this death shroud has had its time. It's over. Get out now in Jesus' name. Lord, whatever it's going to take, move out what needs to be moved out and move in what needs to be moved in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Someone else.
I got the scripture Ezekiel 39:16. So I was looking at it, and it says, "And Hamana, multitude, shall also be the name of the city of the dead. Thus shall they cleanse the land." Because I asked the Lord, you know, Ezekiel 39, but I'm like, well, what verse? 16. And then if you look up in Strong's, you can look it up a little bit more, that city, Hamana. But to me, the key was cleansing the land. So, Lord, I declare and decree by the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which is the greatest cleansing agent there is, that that blood will cleanse the land all the way from Nova Scotia down to Florida. And, God, we thank you and we praise you for it. Amen.
It's so important to have clean land. I mean, if not, it says the land will vomit them out. And so, Father, I thank you that you're conditioning our land, our atmosphere, for the major revival that you want to see in the 13 colonies, Lord. We thank you for that, and we bless you tonight in Jesus' name. Someone else.
We want to pray against intimidation. I saw that this group in Washington, D.C. were gathering, and they were saying that Ruth is sending them. And this was the previous, Supreme Court justice that had passed away, and that this group is going to every justice to try to manipulate them. They didn't use that word, but to get them to, they're going to their homes to get them to change their mind. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over this manipulation that would come against these justices. In the name of Jesus, we set ourselves in agreement with you. We ask, oh God, right now that you would release your angelic oath, Father God, over and around and about these families in Jesus' name. Father, you said you would turn the heart of the king like channels of water, and you have turned their heart in the direction for life. And for that, we say thank you. We cover each one with the blood of Jesus. We pray, Father God, your blood to cover everything concerning them, their families, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we'll give you all the praise and the glory.
Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, this is a David and Goliath moment for us. I believe this is a giant in our land, this death shroud, this killing of innocent, shedding of innocent blood. And so right now, Father, we thank you that what's here today, it won't be here tomorrow. Father, we thank you that it'll just be a memory in the future of our country. Lord, this is the time for that. And we sling that stone right now. We wind up and we sling that stone towards this ruling that Roe v. Wade came into being. We say you have no authority over our land any longer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Someone else. Thank you, Father.
Okay, you know, regardless of this Roe versus Wade, one of the ways that the enemy has been growing strong in this country is because basically it's been the shedding of innocent blood. It's really Baal worship. And the enemy has been getting his strength through this abomination of Baal worship with the shedding of innocent blood. So we're looking at the verge right now of cutting off the power of that enemy. The blood is so bad that most of just people in entertainment, they are drinking blood. They're actually drinking blood to give that demon power more strength. So we're right now on the verge of cutting off the strength, right now, the strength of that power that's been drinking blood and bringing destruction to America. We're on the verge, and I decree that we're going to cross over, and that will come to an end. The strength of that enemy will be broken in America forever. I decree it in Jesus' mighty name. I decree Baal worship in America is cursed. I release the curse of God upon it. I decree it's destroyed. Everyone who's been involved, they will repent or they will go the same way as the curse. In Jesus' name, I decree.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
I just have to speak into Son of the Right Hand as this came forth, as my beautiful Benjamin is a week old, my newest grandson.
Oh, boy.
And you can't help but look at life.
Yeah.
Look at life in his face. So, Father, I just decree life is flowing. Your right hand is moving. Son of the Right Hand is moving right now, Lord. We just thank you for it. That life is coming forth through this. No matter what they decree, what they declare on the other side, Father, you're bringing forth life into the atmosphere in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord. And just as Goliath tried to intimidate Israel and David, there's an intimidation being loosed on these justices, on conservative people who think it's not right to kill babies. Lord, right now we break the power of intimidation off of your righteous people. I break that power. I break the way it works in the mind. I say you have no authority to come into our mind in any way, shape, or form. I loose a new level of faith into each one of us now, Lord, that we would believe that this is a season to get rid of that plague out of our land in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
And Lord, I decree that the favor that is upon Benjamin and that Benjamin troop, even now, amen, Lord, will cause the brothers and sisters to repent, Lord, that were jealous, that had ill intent towards your righteous future. Lord, we release this favor and we release a spirit of repentance towards those that have resisted your will in the earth realm in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father.
Now, I heard a word today, and that word was this, that today God was releasing the millstone. And I said, Lord, what do you mean? And he said, a millstone does two things. It grinds the corn into fine flour to make it ready to create the next covenant loaf. He said, or for those that resist it, it hangs around their neck and sinks them. And the Lord said, today, let it be known that my millstone has been released over the justice and governmental systems of this nation, and they will either be ground to powder to be made into this fresh loaf, or they will be removed.
So just call the millstone into your territory, yes, right now, into your, yes, neighborhood, into your town. Lord, we say, bring that millstone, bring the judgment, bring the fresh covenant bread, Lord. Yeah. Release a new wave of covenant in our land, Lord, that we would honor life, we would honor your life, we would honor babies' lives, we would respect and honor each other. A new level of honor and brotherhood coming into our nation because of this millstone coming. We welcome that millstone in Jesus' name.
And the Lord also said to me, the millstone is a blessing, but it depends on how you yield to the millstone, whether it's a blessing to your life or whether it is not. It's not the millstone that makes the choice. It was us.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray for 1,000 millstones in New York State.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to need them.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Pat.
All those groups that are going to protest against all the justices' homes, I release confusion among them.
Yes.
I send forth the hosts of heaven against them, and I decree they will turn upon one another.
Yes. Amen.
And they will nullify each other.
Yes.
I stir up confusion in them. I send confusion to them. In the name of Jesus, go forth and make their efforts of no effect.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Go ahead, Patty.
I felt to share that two Thursdays ago. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I woke up with a dream that God had given us access and favor. My husband happened to be awake, and I said, I just had this dream, and the Lord is giving us access and favor. I don't know what that looks like, what it's going to look like, but he's giving it to us. And so that morning when I got up, that Thursday morning, so it was two Thursdays ago, I declared, Lord, I have your access and favor. And I had three things happen to me in the one day to confirm it. A hair appointment where I had access with the hairdresser that I've never had access before to mention Jesus. A woman that had been in our Bible study texted me that the meeting that we had the day before spoke to her, and she wanted to begin to do, she doesn't know the Lord, and she wanted to begin to have some healing ministry regarding her life because she's been struggling with these things for so long. And then that evening I got a phone call from a woman I never met who knew someone that knows me and knows that Chris and I do healing ministry. And she was in crisis of her soul and her spirit and her body. She's in cancer treatment. And I said, Lord, it's really unusual that you would speak a dream to me. And the very day that you speak that I have access and free and favor, that it begins. And the Lord dropped in my spirit Amos 9:13, where it says that the Lord declares that there comes the day that the plowman will overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, he who sows seed. And so that Sunday, I spoke this word in church, and I just felt when you were speaking, Cheryl, about where you're going this weekend, just to declare that access and favor over you. And I don't believe it was just for us or LifeSpring Church. I believe God is giving us, and that it's accelerated access and favor, like what took before a long time now is happening very quickly. So I just declare it over the 13 colonies, over the nation, and what God is doing in the nation, in Jesus' name.
Thank
We're
you.
In Florida right now on vacation, and you mentioned Florida, so I just
Amen.
Thought, I didn't realize that Florida was, it isn't one of the 13 colonies.
No
but St. Augustine, you know, is the oldest city in the United States. And
that's why you mentioned
Yeah, and Chuck said we're supposed to be concentrating on Florida too, so ages on here, and the McCombs, so...
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Access and favor.
Access and favor.
So I release a new level of favor over everyone on this broadcast, over Jonathan, over everyone, over all the children represented here, all the grandchildren, all the mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles. We release a new favor through our bloodline that people would say, what is it about you? It just seems like there's something good gonna happen. Lord, I lose the anticipation of blessing coming to us. Lord, we have looked at so much of the nonsense going on, Lord, and we remove that from our vision right now, and we are focused on you, your favor, and the way you're going to bless us and our country, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this shifting that's happening in the atmosphere, in Jesus' name. Ooh, someone else.
I'm gonna jump on quick with favor. I mean, you got my face on here for a minute. Our worship building, we had 18 inches of heavy, wet snow and high winds on our mountain up here, Whitney Point at Abba's house, and it blew our building right down, sent the roof flying and everything. And the price that we needed to have for it, the insurance company doubled. So we're going to be able to build two buildings back up from that money that comes. So it's a double portion to the Lord. So, Father, I thank you for that prayer of favor right now, that we have favor to go on, because this is very important. As our Yeshua Stock event happens in August, we need those buildings up. So, Father, I just thank you for it, that you're providing. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Someone else.
I just want to go back to, I know we're in favor, but I want to go back to the millstone, what Cheryl was talking about. And Jesus also said in Matthew 18, 6, but whoever causes one of these little ones to believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. And so I just feel like with this Roe v. Wade, the unborn children, Lord, we declare justice for the children in the name of Jesus. And Lord, organizations like Planned Parenthood, like those radical left abortion mills, Lord, we just say a millstone be around your neck if you don't repent. And it would be better for you to be cast into the sea, Lord. So we just declare and decree, Lord God, that your justice for these children will manifest, in these organizations coming down and be defunded in the name of Jesus, be overthrown, be exposed. And Lord, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for this millstone to be at work in these organizations like Planned Parenthood, in Jesus' name, and justice for the children, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
And we say those finances will dry up.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And we decree a dismantling of the networking with that organization. Even already decisions are halting or pausing on including organizations that support that industry in the Department of Health. So, Lord, we ask for a dismantling of those relationships.
Yes.
And we ask for purity to come, purity and cleansing to come again in our government agencies.
And we break the confederation in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirits that are confederating to shed innocent blood, we break your power in the name of Jesus. Lord, we loose your angelic host to stand between them.
Good grief. Hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm joking. I'm trying, brother.
He's got something on the phone here. And it's
you.
So, Lord, we just say that, Lord, we release your angelic host to stand between these confederations until they are annihilated in Jesus' mighty name.
And during the prayer time, I was getting, we will continue to advance, press the advantage. And I saw a drop of Jesus's blood. And he said, the Lord said, is my blood not enough? And Lord, we say it is enough in Jesus' name. Yes. We plead your blood, Lord. Your blood cuts through interference. It cuts through friction. It cuts through disaster. It cuts through the atmosphere. We plead your blood over the Supreme Court justices, and we loose your angels to them in Jesus' name. We decree and declare a heavenly hedge of protection around every one of those Supreme Court justices, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father.
And I also saw that train, Cheryl, that you had sent out in the email a couple of days ago, and I felt the Lord was saying it was a maglev train. It was like a sleek train in the dream, and it was one of those magnetic levitation trains. And the Lord said, no resistance, no friction, nothing is lost, pure movement by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I also believe that's in connection with the atmosphere and what's going on now, that it's maglev in the sense of going over Leviathan, magnetic levitation over that atmosphere, through that Leviathan controlled atmosphere. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere in this nation. We take authority over it, and we say every unrighteous word will be plucked down. It is taken down and struck down in Jesus' mighty name. We decree and declare righteous communication, even right down to our emails, in Jesus' mighty name. We will not have any control that is not of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every form of communication, both large and small, and over every form of airwave in Jesus' name, because when that millstone is thrown, it in Revelation 19, I believe, it created waves. There were waves and waves. It was thrown into the sea. So, Lord, we say we take authority over every wave, every airwave, every repercussion, Lord, every whatever you want to call it, whiplash response, Lord. We just plead the blood of Jesus over every form of wave and atmospheric disruption, interruption, and reaction and response in Jesus' mighty name. And we say the kingdom of heaven will penetrate that shroud. And we say we bind everything that is not of the Lord, and we loose the kingdom of heaven in Jesus' name. Amen.
And we decree to the earth below, the heavens above, and everything in the earth, we have dominion over cyberspace. We occupy in the air and everything in cyberspace. That is part of our God-gifted authority and a place of dominion. And we say, cyberspace, you will be invaded with the gospel, the good news, the angelic force. We claim tonight cyberspace belongs to God in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
And we lose, I want to lose the firewall of God. And a firewall in they have it in IT. And what it does is you permit things to come in and you also keep things out. They need permission. And so we lose the fire of God. I'm even thinking of the fire of that was there with the Israelites when they were leaving Egypt. There was a wall of fire. So, Lord, we decree the firewall of heaven to be released around the Supreme Court, around this decision, and around the move of God in this season. We decree the firewall of God to be released in Jesus' name. And I forbid right now, we forbid every demonic attack that would try to thwart the destiny that God has ordained for this a bill to pass. We say no to it, and we forbid it access. We forbid it access in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
And I decree that Roe versus Wade has rowed out into deep water to sink. I decree it's sinking, and it will sink.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I want to make the decree that we've been decreeing for years that Lou Engel gave us. Lord, we plead your blood over our sins and the sins of our nation. God, end abortion. Send revival to America. God, we plead your blood, and you can join me as if you want as you pick this up. God, we plead your blood over our sins and the sins of our nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. God, we plead your blood over our sins and the sins of our nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. God, we plead your blood over our sins and the sins of our nation. God, end abortion and send revival to our nation. God, we plead your blood over our sins and the sins of our nation.
Yes.
God, you end abortion, send revival to our nation. God, we plead your blood over our sins and the sins of our nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. God, we plead your blood over our sins and the sins of our nation. God, end abortion. oppression and send revival to America. And for the new beginning, God, we plead your blood over our sins and the sins of our nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. I heard the scripture, let God rise and let his enemies be scattered. We declare the full scattering, the complete scattering of every enemy of God and what is dear to his heart in our nation, in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood. For you alone, God, can restrain them. You alone, God, can defeat them. You alone, God, can overthrow them and overwhelm them. And we ask that you continue to give us strategic prayers and declarations in cooperation with this mission that you are on to end abortion and send revival to this nation and even to this globe. In the name of Jesus. And I was hearing and seeing, and you prayed about the angels, Cheryl, but I was hearing that that strong angelic contingents of angels are being dispatched to steward and to execute this overthrow of darkness and death in our nation. And they will be bearing swords flaming with the fire of the justice of God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Lord, I loose the encouragement that the men of Israel felt when Goliath's head got chopped off, how that it just regenerated their spirit. Lord, I loose that to the body of Christ in America who have kind of said, how long? When's this going to break? Lord, let that encouragement come that this is the time to rise up and begin to decree and declare life in our land in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Someone else.
This is what we're looking at right now. This is God. There is no way that this should happen in the season that we're in with politics and the leadership in this country. This has come from left field to catch the enemy by surprise. He was not expecting this. This is totally a move of God, and we need to understand that our faith should be strengthened because this should not happen according to what all the enemy is doing. He didn't see it coming. But this is how God operates. And God is bringing about, I did not think it would happen under this administration with this evil. But God is God, and this is the sovereign hand of God. So we should have faith knowing that God is doing this. It will be done because God is doing it. It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Thank you, Father.
God is doing it. Have faith in God. It's being done and will be done in Jesus' name by decree.
And we declare and decree in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood that those who have planned a pushback and an override of what God is doing will be restrained. I heard as we were praying in tongues, restrain them. So we declare that the angelic host is released to restrain and thwart, just as the entrance to the Garden of Eden was protected by those angels with flaming swords, that those in the Senate and any other part of government or organization that would try to come against what God is doing is restrained and is that they are scattered, that they are confused, that they are unable to execute their plans in Jesus' name.
And again, Lord, just like you caused fear and trembling to come to the Philistines when Goliath was fallen, Lord, we loose that same fear and trembling now into these Philistines in our land. We say, your giant is going down in Jesus' name. Someone else. Thank God, I felt good.
I got the word forging. And I saw like a golden triangle and like a hammer coming down. And it hit the golden triangle and split the head in two. And I looked up, you can look up forging and Strong's under 2950. It's got a bunch of different meanings, because there's always like the demonic side and then the redemptive side. And it happens with that word forging also, because it can imply counterfeit. But God was forging. He was forging like on a, like a blacksmith forges something. I mean, it was powerful. So I loose the forging angels, these forging angels that are coming down and splitting apart the plans of the enemy with ease, with ease. And so, Lord, I thank you that you can forge the new, and that it can, when also forging can make things move fast and speedily and create, you can forge a new path. So, Lord, we ask for the redemptive side of forging in Jesus' name.
And, Lord, let our prayers be the wind in that forge to bring the coals hot. We loose our breath tonight. We loose our prayers, our declarations, our decrees, and we say, blow on those coals. They've been there a long time. These prayers have been simmering in America about abortion for a long time. We blow on them tonight, and we say, become a flame again in Jesus' name. Someone else.
You know, as she was talking about forging, I was reminded that the giant doesn't just have to be taken down, but his head has to be cut off.
Right.
And so I was hearing that the sword is being forged to cut off the head of this giant, that he would rise again no more.
Amen.
Well, I want to speak to a controversial issue we've been dealing with regarding COVID. I'm hearing of new cases all around me, and I just want to declare what the word of the Lord said, what he said to me. He showed me the coronavirus with the spikes coming off and the red center in the circle turning green. And I believe that means healing. And he also showed me that the jab, which has also been a very controversial thing, positive, negative, what it's doing. He showed me the needle being put in a coffin and the lid closed. And he said, it is being laid to rest. I declare the word of the Lord, and that's the report I'm going to believe in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we also speak to this outbreak of hepatitis among children. They don't know what's causing it. And Lord, we speak to this and we say in the name of Jesus, stop now in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. Get out of our land. Die, you virus that is causing this, whatever is causing this. We command you to shrivel up and die in Jesus' name. We send you back to the pit of hell that you came from. And Lord, I decree that they would discover the source quickly. Discover the source quickly in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father.
We speak. That it would be healthy again. That it would be able to fight off these attacks of viruses.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
And for the children, Lord God, that are diagnosed with this, we speak healing and wholeness yes. right now to their yes. bodies. We apply the blood of the yes. Lord Jesus Christ into their blood system, into their immune system, and we curse this virus. We curse you in Jesus' name, and you will not have place in their bodies. Jesus. We declare healing, healing in the mighty name of Jesus, healing in Jesus' name. Be healed, children. The babies in all the different nations and all the different states, we declare healing right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare wisdom to the doctors for treatment. But Lord, you can touch them and make them whole. And you are willing, Lord. So we say, be cleansed and be made whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, in Jesus' name, I bind the spirit of Herod that would attempt to massacre the innocents in Jesus' name. Yes. We just say that the innocents of this nation are protected, but also, even as the kingdom represents a baby being birthed, we say the kingdom as it is birthed will come forth fully and complete and to complete maturity in Jesus' name. We just bind that whole thing, that political spirit, the religious spirit, everything that is confederating in this season to come against the innocent children in Jesus' mighty name. And also, guys, I don't know about you, but I've been taking communion just about every day, and I believe there's a major measure of protection in that. Absolutely. So I would remind everybody of that if you haven't been, in Jesus' name.
Okay, so go ahead.
Oh, I keep seeing a picture of balance, it like weighs, like balance, like a weight balance, like the balance. And I was seeing it when everyone was praying about the abortion and the bloodshed, and so I just looked it up, and it's Daniel 5. It's Daniel 5, and so I just want to release this. So Lord, we just decree even now, many tekel a parson. And this is the interpretation of each word, mene. God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found waiting. And Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. And we decree that over every political seat that is upholding wickedness and is trying to drop an anchor in the ground to hold its position. We decree now, many tekel upharsin. God has numbered your kingdom and it is finished. You have been found weighed in the balances and been found wanting. And your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Someone else.
I decree also, I feel like because there's an end coming to the blood sacrifices, and I just want to decree, I just feel like a decree to the ending of the pandemics and the ending of these, the afflictions that have been permitted in the earth realm. And so I say that it will not be permitted, and that the power that the enemy has used is drying up. And Lord, we also ask that, Lord, those that, even as Kristen said about the political spirit, those that are in seats of power that have permitted and have pushed for that, we ask that they would be removed from their seat. We ask that they would be unseated, and that we plead the blood of Jesus over those seats right now, and that a new righteous candidate would fill that seat. And we ask for it in this upcoming election, this November, in Jesus' name. We say overturn that unrighteousness is being unseated, and we lose the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know, when you think of a shroud is generally a meshy material that blocks light and blocks vision. Because what I keep getting is that shroud is being removed from the eyes of many to be able to see again and receive the light of truth. So we decree that light into the minds and over the eyes of those who have been deceived by this abortion agenda. In Jesus' name, that shroud is being removed from their eyes, and the webbing of it would come out of their minds, that they would be able to see clearly, receive light, receive truth, and begin to see death for what it is and reject it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, anyone else? We're going to finish if we feel like we're done.
Get Darlene to blow her shofar.
Darlene.
Carol, I would like to put the sounds in the heavens.
Do
to
it.
Cover. Peace.
Yep.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
It's cutting her off. I don't know why.
She's too far from the mic.
Darlene, get closer to the microphone.
With the shofar.
With the shofar.
Okay.
It's cutting it off. That's all right.
I gotta stand up.
It's too loud. It can't. The sound can't take it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, be blessed. Get...
All right.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. It was awesome tonight.
Before you guys disconnect, I caught the tail end of it. I just wanted to shout out to you guys. We're here in Virginia, my wife Brenda and Glenn, and this is our first time that we're connected to this Zoom. But I want to say that we're in agreement with everything that was declared for tonight, and that we are believing for our region as well. The words that were released tonight. So we send our blessings and our love from Virginia to all of you.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Glad to have you.
Now, Will.
Brenda, my wife is at home with my other son, and again, football practice took forever, but I am crossing a bridge right now. This is prophetic because a lot of us keep looking on the outskirts of our situations, but I am crossing the Rappahannock River right now, and that's a place that I baptized my own kids years ago. So I know this is a special place, but what God put real quick is that we are crossing the bridge, but we're not doing this alone. We're crossing this together. And I believe that the force multiplier is so powerful that we're going to start seeing a lot of breakthroughs, like, amen. Real quick. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. We'll see you, everybody.
Bless you.
Bye, everybody.
Bless you.
Bless you.